8:22. You're Lori DuBose as we welcome Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie into the studio. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. It's so good to have you here. The fourth Thursday is reserved for Baldwin County, whomever it may be, and I greatly appreciate it being you today.
Well, thank you.
So, how's it going? This is, what are we, starting your second year as a commissioner?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. It's going good. I'm learning, still learning a lot, and it's I really enjoy, you know, representing the people.
What do you hear from people when they say, Matt, I got a problem with this, or this, what do you hear?
Well, the main of the things that I'm hearing is just potholes right now, and infrastructure, and the traffic flow in Baldwin County, and that's the thing that we're working on, you know, especially on 181 and County Road 64, all that area we're working on. Now, the state handles 181, but we're working the feeders, you know, the county roads off of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't there a recent rather large development turned down because of traffic concerns in addition to other infrastructure concerns?
Yes, ma'am. It was turned down by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Uh-huh. And which one was that? Where was that?
To be honest, there's so many going
so
up
many
right
now.
Yes, there's so many subdivisions that or applications that's coming up. It's I haven't had a chance to know, you know, that one right now.
So Planning and Zoning is appointed members by the commission. Is that correct?
They are.
And then they, like, review stuff and then bring it to the commission.
There's only certain things that they bring to the commission. They get to vote on things. The only thing that comes to the commission is for rezoning. If owner wants to change their zoning of their property to a lower class or a higher class, they have to come in front of the county commission. But the planning and zoning makes that decision, but then they recommend it to the county commission to make the final vote.
So things such as that big development didn't have to come to the commission?
No, unless it was a rezoning. The Planning and Zoning Commission handles it. And that's why we have great people on the Planning and Zoning Commission to make that determination. And some of them are farmers, some of them are engineers. There's different careers that's okay on that Planning and Zoning.
So you feel like that's a well represented another to
oh yes ma'am
another to make the right decisions.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, well, good, because obviously growth is probably the biggest concern facing our county.
It is safety with the traffic, the intersections, all that is everybody's their concern, and water flow. You know, where is the water going to run? The stormwater runoffs. That's their main concerns. Mm-hmm. They don't want it to run off on their property once the subdivision. And we understand that, and we're looking into that. We had a great engineering department that looks at all that.
How have things changed? And I apologize if this is not your forte as a commissioner, but with the SB one, the one that eliminated the jurisdiction, and now that the county is in control of all development outside of city limits, how has that affected our county operations and the commission?
I don't really think it's affected us as a county as a whole. When the bill came out, I liked the bill. Senator Elliott pushed that out, and I like it. It gives us. We get to control the subdivisions and the planning and the permitting outside the city limits. Some cities take in their jurisdiction. They want to use it and monitor and use it. There's only a few cities in the county that do that. But I think we have a great planning and zoning staff that can handle it.
You also, well, I guess, have to have the building and inspection departments would have to expand, I'm guessing, in order to take on what cities used to do.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. Eddie Harper's our building official, and he's done an excellent job with this, and he says we can handle it with the staff that we have. And so
okay. Did I read that Matthew Brown, the planning director, has left?
Yeah, Matthew Brown went on his own. He started up a business up there in, I think, Malba, Spanish Fort area.
And have we a replacement yet?
Buford King is our interim. I think our county engineer has interviewed, but he has not made the recommendation yet.
Okay, very good. Well, let's move on to the big topic at hand with the primary election here on March 5th, which, believe it or not, is here before you know it.
Yes, ma'am.
Next Friday is March 1st, so we're only looking at, 2 weeks away?
Yes.
And I received a press release recently concerning new polling places, precincts, and voting lines or boundaries, so to speak. And the release mentioned almost 50,000 new voter cards were mailed out in the county that have changes to where you may vote.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. We sent them out, the county did, and it was like you said, we had to change their, with the growth in Baldwin County, we had to change some of the locations. They couldn't handle the population or the voters, that it wasn't enough parking, so we had to change some locations to make it better for the citizens.
And we have quite a long list here, and we're going to highlight some of them, and then we want to tell the audiences how to find the information yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw it just a moment again on baldwincountyal.gov.
Yeah, and it's on our website also, the Baldwin County website.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And there's one thing that I wanted to tell you, Ms. Lori, is that what we, and for the citizens out there, our staff up there in Bay Minette came up with a sign, made a sign at the old, and put it at the old polling places, excuse me, and put a QR code on it. So if you go to your old polling place and you scan that card or that QR code, it will tell you where your new location is. And I think that's very helpful. And I know not everybody has a smartphone, but majority of the people now have smartphones.
Well, and the information that they will scan has been sent to their house on
that
white postcard.
That's correct.
And we've been talking on the radio a couple of days about this because so many of us see a postcard or something and just chunk it without reading it. And I've been telling everybody, read that postcard because that could have a new polling place for you. 19 new precincts, I believe, is what I was told. Is that?
That sounds right. Yes, ma'am. There's a bunch of them, especially from the north part of the county to the south part of the county. It's all over. We can go over each one if you like, or it's up to you, Miss Lori.
I thought we'd go along some of the highlights. We'll start on that A, where precinct number 7, Spanish Fort Malbus, is going to have a new precinct. There'll now be another precinct there, Daphne Malbus, and Spanish Trail Baptist Church will be where they vote. Summerdale is going to have a new precinct and a new polling place for those within it. Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, Spanish Fort, for instance. Spanish Fort's new precinct will be Timber Creek, and the voting designation will be Timber Creek Community Center. So there's a lot of changes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They sure are.
That are going on. And you wanted to mention specifically something about the Magnolia Springs area. I think that's in your,
it's not
your
in,
backyard, isn't it?
It is. It's just south where I live, but it's not in my district. But I just wanted to explain to them that we had to split Magnolia Springs up because of the population. And I know it's kind of inconvenient for some of the residents in Magnolia Springs, but we had to do this. I'm hoping maybe in the near future, maybe after this election time, that we can do something different and make it easier for some of the ones that live inside the city limits.
If you go to, as we were saying, go to the Baldwin County website, one of the banners along the bottom of the page, you'll see rapid growth necessitates changes to Baldwin County voting. If you don't see it, click the arrow and you'll find it. And then from there is a link. It says to see the changes, click here. New polling locations, click here. And then you're leaving the Baldwin County website to a map page that will help you see where you're supposed to vote. It's hard to describe.
Yes,
audibly,
ma'am.
On the radio.
It is.
But nevertheless, if you're not on social media where you can go to the County Commission's page or our page and click on the link, you can go to the website. And like I said, look for that card. And if all else fails, pick up the phone and call the probate office.
That's correct.
I guess,
and the Board of Registers. Or even my office. Please don't hesitate, because we don't want anybody not to know where they got to go vote. we want everybody to vote.
Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. Did I get page 3 off of the copier that talked about Fairhope areas? Let's see if I had that. I think I found it. Spanish Fort Bromley. Here we go. Point clear. For instance, folks that voted at St. Francis at the Point are now going to vote at Family Ministry Center, which is on County Road 34. So, like you said, if you show up to St. Francis at the Point, there's going to be a sign with a scanner telling you where to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see Bon Secure, Orange Beach, Crossroads. Virtually every community has been affected. Point clear, a reassignment of the boundaries, creating a Fairhope South and realigning another precinct. I'm not seeing there where a location may change, just the boundaries did. So it's important to look at your card if you would like to vote. And I believe we've already passed our voter registration deadline. You still have time to apply for an absentee ballot.
Yes, ma'am.
February 27th is the last day to apply for that by mail. The last day is the 29th in person. Mm-hmm. And the last day to hand deliver your absentee ballot is March 4th. March 5th, your absentee ballot must be received in the mail by noon. What else do you have for us you'd like to mention?
Well, that's probably about it on the voting. There's okay. A lot to it. I just want people, the citizens out here, just to really pay attention and go. If they, like you said earlier, if they're unsure, just please reach out to the Baldwin County, my office, or the probate office, or the Board of Registers. Because we don't want nobody to be any confused and don't go vote because they get aggravated.
Exactly.
We want people to vote.
It's important to express your opinion.
That's
and
right.
Your right to vote. Now, we don't have any commissioners. This isn't the year for the commission and the sheriff.
No, ma'am, it's not.
We just have school board members, what, clerks?
Circuit clerk, and I think...
Of course, congressman.
Congressman, between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a kind of a small race.
There's some amendments on there, too,
okay.
that people need to vote on.
I'm not
real for sure about amendment. There's Amendment 1. And I think the ACCA, our county, Alabama County Commission Association, is really pushing for Amendment 1. I really don't know a lot about it because I don't, you know.
Okay. All right. I'm not familiar with those either.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the one thing that people walk in going, oh, what do we do? We didn't read about that. So.
Yes, ma'am. The amendments are very tough when people, you know, they're difficult to read sometimes. And you got to almost put it black and, I mean, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
We'll have to look up a sample ballot and see if we can't learn more about those.
Yeah, and I apologize. I didn't bring one with me.
That's okay. You've got a lot to keep up with. So other than hearing from your constituents, tell me about a day in the life of a Baldwin County commissioner.
It's interesting. I go to the office, try to go there every day, every morning, and talk to my assistant, see what's going on, check my emails to see if there's any emails from the citizens. And I respond much as you know, quick as I can. I go and look at the drive around the county to see what projects that the county's working on, what infrastructure or any stormwater runoffs or anything that the county's doing. I like to stay involved.
Mm-hmm. And then when for the meetings and the agenda, you get a big fat packet full of stuff. We get a 1 or 2 page agenda, and you get probably 150 pages that
yes, ma'am,
have
we do.
To be poured
we
through.
Do.
And
when I get the ladies and the men up in Bay Minette have to get the agenda prior to the meeting Wednesday, prior to the meeting, have to get it completed, and we'll look at it. I'll look at it over the weekend. If I got any questions, if I have any concerns that I have, I'll reach out to the staff. But that's why you have the work session, too, is to talk about things on the agenda.
Exactly. And when are y'all's meetings and work sessions?
The chairman this year is Billy Joe Underwood. She changed it for this year. She made it all in one day. It's on Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, and then the third Tuesday of the month. And they rotate. The first meeting of the month is in Bay Minette, and that's the work session at 8:30, and then 10 o'clock is the regular meeting. And sometimes it might roll over, you know, go mm-hmm. more past on time. But And then the second one end of the month is at, always at the Fair Hope Courthouse.
That's what I thought. I like that. So they're in both ends of the county.
She made that decision being the chairman, and it, so far it's working. I don't like when I first got on, we were doing it Monday, the work session, and then Tuesday, the regular meeting. And it wasn't bad. It kind of helped me out, but since I've gotten a little bit more familiar with it, it's kind of helped me to have it all in one day.
Right. Well, it's fresh on your mind.
Fresh on my mind.
So the Fair Hope Satellite Courthouse, is that the newly upstairs, renovated upstairs? I haven't even been up there yet.
Yes, ma'am. It's very nice upstairs. You need to come check it out.
I will. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Well, thank you for having me.
Is there anything else that you want to mention I have not thought to ask?
No, there's so much that the county's going on. I wish I'd have brought all the updates that we're doing. But if you ever have me again, we'll go over what's going on in Baldwin County.
That'd be great. I know I was really wanting to get this voter information out there.
Yes.
So we'll do that at another time. And
yes, this is very important.
You are welcome. Every fourth Thursday, Baldwin County, or if, like I said, we can create another interview for whenever you need.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So be sure and check baldwincountyal.gov for the article on rapid growth and where to go vote, as your voting precinct very likely could have changed. Oh, I know what we forgot, Matt. We had asked how many registered voters were in the county. And 198,982. So we're almost 200,000 registered voters.
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing.
It is.
And about 50,000 of those receiving information that could change your precinct. So it's very important for folks to pay attention. All right. Thanks again. 8:39 and 57 degrees. Let's check in now with Kenny in Coastal Traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, still over a 3 mile back up there, beginning near the Battleship Parkway exit on I-10 headed westbound, headed towards Mobile there on the Bayway with the Bankhead Tunnel closed. That's still the route of choice for most headed over towards Mobile. Almost all the earlier accidents have cleared in Mobile, but still an officer there eastbound I-10 there between I-65 and Dauphin Island Parkway on the right shoulder. Thursday is date night at the Battle House. Get a babysitter and get out for $544. Enjoy a 15-minute couple massage, dinner for two in the trellis room, and deluxe overnight accommodations at the Battle House Hotel and Spa in downtown Mobile. Call 415-3081 to make reservations. I'm Kenny with Coastal Traffic on WABF 1480.